We did want to take a little bit of a look at what has been happening in stocks here. The setup this morning, Brian Sozzi, is not great in terms of what we have seen from technology in particular. As I mentioned, the NASDAQ composite down 10% from the record high reached back in November, November 19th to be exact. And the S&P 500 and down, not down as much in that period. The NASDAQ 100 even is not quite in correction. It's down about 9% in that period of time. But we are seeing the S&P 500 trading below its 100-day moving average. The NASDAQ, I believe, is below its 200-day moving average here. And I was looking, Saz, at some of the worst performers in the NASDAQ 100 since that high. And it's an interesting sort of mixed bag, right? Because you have stocks like Moderna on this list, by the way. It's number three, the third worst performer after doing really well. And I think that's a little bit of a theme here, is it's stocks that had big up runs. DocuSign, for example, but then DocuSign, of course, came out with some disappointing numbers, sending those shares sharply down, which is also a bit of a theme from these companies that had been, you know, the wind was at their backs. And then the wind died and these guys started to go down.
Yeah, Julie, right now, really, this market to me reminds me of someone reminding you to cover your nose when you walk into the bathroom. The action just stinks. And you're looking at a lot of tech stocks here, like you mentioned in those charts. You're seeing, I think, a lot of names that have completely detached from fundamentals here. And, you know, Jim Reed over at Deutsche Bank reminding, I think, a lot of investors out there via his note this morning that your earnings are going to kick off. You have Netflix after the close today, and it's now up to big tech to remind investors why you were investing or long these names last year. Netflix is probably going to come up today, probably show us still a pretty good quarter. Next 2 weeks, we're going to see probably some pretty good earnings out of Amazon and Apple here. So now it's tech's turn to regain that bullish sentiment that drove these stocks last year.
Yeah, we'll see if that actually ends up being sustained in any way. If you take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive, the Yahoo Finance Interactive, we're taking a look at how the NASDAQ 100 has done in the past 41 sessions. That is since that high. And you see there DocuSign on the bottom, as I mentioned, Activision, the best performer in that period of time. No surprise, as it is agreeing to be bought, of course. So that's the equal weight look. If you look at the market weight look here, interestingly, Apple is the only of the really large stocks that is in the green in this period of time. So that's sort of an interesting phenomenon here as we consider which stocks have resisted this big downdraft that we have seen. So that's something we're going to keep an eye on. Netflix hasn't resisted it. You can see there's the intraday look at the stock. But if you look at over that 41-day period since that high, it's down by 24%. So definitely not a lot of high hopes. I guess that's a silver lining, perhaps, as to your point, Saz, as we go into this earnings season more broadly for technology. It's not like you can, I mean, if you look a few months ago, you could call many of these stocks overpriced, and some analysts and investors still would call them overpriced. But they're less overpriced than they were, if that's your view, than they were a couple of months ago.
Well, Julie, you're right. A lot of these stocks were very inflated. And I think what you're seeing is here just the market continue to be dominated by algorithms. And when these algos see the 10-year yield climbing essentially every day or adding 50 basis points in about the past month and a half or so, climbing to 2%, they're going to make adjustments in real time. You see analysts making adjustments to their spreadsheets coming or thinking there will be a land of lower expected returns for these high tech stocks moving forward. But at some point, common sense has to kick in. And I was looking at Roku and I tweeted out a stock chart from Yahoo Finance Plus this morning. Looking at the move in Roku, it is down 52% in the past 3 months. And I understand, you know, we are getting a little more mobile out here. Maybe we're not using Roku as much as we did a year ago at the height of the pandemic. But still, you mean to tell me Roku is worth 52% less than it was about 4 months ago? I would argue no. I mean, here's another company that's likely to report in a couple weeks, and their quarter's going to probably be pretty good.
One final thing I want to mention from the Wi-Fi Interactive here, and that's bond yields, because that is so inextricably linked with the action that we have seen, not so much down from the high, but more the most recent move that we have seen thus far in 2022. The 10-year yield staying pat here at 1.83%. And I should mention, by the way, we got jobless claims numbers this morning that came in higher and therefore worse than estimated, but not seeing a big reaction there. But of course, if you look at the year-to-date move in that 10-year yield, you can see a big upward move here of, let's call it 20 to 25 basis points, depending on where you're looking at it from and to the high. And that we have seen an increasing correlation between, or I should say an inverse correlation between up yields, down tech stocks. That's something we're going to talk to Mike Wilson about of Morgan Stanley. He's going to join us in the next hour, but that has been a big theme as well.